Science Finder. Unit 1. Digital Amnesia. Reading. For the younger generation, it might be difficult to imagine a time long ago when there was no internet. In the old days, if people wanted detailed information about something, they went to the library or asked someone knowledgeable. Now, smartphones mean that we have powerful internet-connected computers in our pockets all the time. We can find information about almost any topic whenever we want. Having such technology at our fingertips may or may not be a good thing, but there is growing evidence that our brains are being affected by it. Consider if somebody asked you a question such as, "Are there any countries with the letter X in their name?" Would you start to think of as many countries' names as possible, or would you immediately think to check it online? These days, some people's brains might react with the latter option. To research these tendencies, psychologists at Columbia University in the United States devised a series of experiments based on trivia questions and statements. One experiment investigated whether participants were thinking of search engines when confronted with questions that they were unable to answer. The results indicated that they were. It seems that the first impulse for some people in these situations is to search online. In another experiment, the participants were given a list of trivia statements. Half of the participants were told that they would be able to access the statements on a computer later, and, as a result, it was found that these people were less likely to remember them. The implication is that people tend not to remember or make less effort to remember if they believe they can look up information on a computer. In a world where we use search engines almost every day, this research is important. It illustrates how much we rely on being able to access information via computers. In fact, this reliance seems to be changing the way our memories work. We are now less likely to remember information if we believe we can search for it online. This new phenomenon has been called digital amnesia. And, not to forget the question above, the answer is yes. Luxembourg and Mexico. Read and then listen. Recent research indicates that these days we are relying on internet search engines more and more. However, it is not only search engines that we use to retrieve information. Many people now store a lot of their important information on their smartphones. For example, in a recent survey, 44% of Americans said that their smartphone also serves as a part of their memory. Things such as phone numbers, email addresses, account IDs, birthdays, and so on are commonly stored on the smartphone. Many people feel that they cannot remember all of this information. 88% of people said that, in the modern world, there is too much information to remember, even if they wanted to. The survey asked how the respondents would feel if they lost their smartphone and the data on it. 25% of people said that they would feel panic in this situation.